Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation and explanatory notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are in Chapter 2, Perek Bet, Paragraph 3, Mishnah Gimel. We're talking about the leaders and people involved in the community and rulers. Be careful about the ruling government, the ruling authorities. Why? Hevi zehirin barashus. It tells us in the text, beware of rulers. She'ein mekarvin lo la'adam ela letzorech atzman. They befriend someone only for their own benefit, only for their own selfish gain. How can you help me? How could you further my agenda? How could you further what I want to accomplish for my own egocentric self, for my own selfish, arrogant self? Nirin ka'ohavin, bishas hana asan. They act friendly. They seem friendly. They seem helpful and wonderful when it benefits them. Only when it benefits them. Ve'in omdin lo la'adam bishas dechakam. But they do not stand by someone in his time of need. These words have never been so powerful or more powerful than nowadays, especially in recent years and recent months and recent weeks. Corrupt politicians abound. There's so much corruption. There's so much selfishness. There's so much self-empowerment and self-agenda. How many politicians are really there for the people, for the kids, for those out there? You think about all the mandates that came out just to force people to do one thing or another thing. If they really cared about the children, would they make teachers have to leave their jobs, choosing between a choice that they don't feel comfortable with? Would they make therapists have to leave their students unserved? Would they have to make other people do this or that? Would they have to make cops choose between feeling that their city is protected or leaving kids or people on the street? Would they have to have firefighters not be able to put out fires or sanitation workers not be able to take out garbage? There's been garbage sitting for weeks in some boroughs in the city of New York. Crazy. Politicians don't really have people's interests at heart very often. And Pirkei Avos knew this thousands of years ago. They only befriend someone for their own benefit, selfish reasons. Yeah, they might have this person endorse them, but how much money are they putting in their pocket to endorse them? How many times does a union always endorse the most liberal candidate because it's an agenda with they're in cahoots with each other, they're in the details with each other. They act friendly when it benefits them. They don't remember others. They don't think about others. They have very short-term memories. They only benefit those that will benefit themselves. They only act friendly when they think it will help them. And that's why another Mishnah talks about, don't get involved in government. They'll eat you and swallow you alive. They won't remember you. They won't think about you. They're only thinking about themselves. Very dangerous to get involved in politics and to get involved in political stuff and to be a politician in general. Pirkei Avos warns us elsewhere because they're looking out for themselves. They'll swallow you whole. Yeah, they try to make just an order in society, but there's still so much corruption. There's still so much that is not right. They're not standing by someone in their time in need. They only have the 15 minutes of fame. Whoever can have them have their 15 minutes of fame, that's what they'll do. Whoever pays their pocket, gives them the most endorsements, the most money, that's what's really important for them. They really only befriend someone when it is for their benefit. If someone stands against what they want to do, they're not going to be by them. They're not going to help them. How many times, unfortunately, we were slandered in anti-Semitic ways as a Jewish people or in anti-Zionist ways against Israel? How often do the Jewish people have to lean on all the politicians that should have been there to begin with? How often do they have to be pushed? Do they have to be not embarrassed, but has to be shown publicly what they have to stand up for? They should have done so to begin with, but when it's not in their agenda, it's not what they want to do, they're not going to stand up for the Jewish people. They're just such a small minority of the population. It's not the cool thing to do. It's not in line with my, agenda of the people that are supporting me. And then we have to push on them, and all these organizations like Stand With Us and the David Project, all these organizations have to get involved because they don't really stand by us in our time in need. They only do things when it benefits them. And Pirkei Avos knew this way, way before modern politics came about anyway. So be careful of rulers. Be careful of government. Be careful of politicians. They befriend someone for their benefit. They act friendly when it benefits them, not standing by people when they really, really need it. The Sforno also points out, in your efforts, nevertheless, on behalf of the community, beware of rulers, for even though they act cordially towards you, and they promise to benefit your people, do not rely on this. Because really, they befriend people and act cordially towards you only for their own benefit, only in order to obtain a reward, to obtain a reward from you. They take money from you, their taxes, and how much comes back to you? How much does it really help you? How much does it really benefit you? How much does it really come back to you and your community and those around you? Be wary of those. Be a little bit on guard of those around you, especially those who are ruling and those that are out there, especially when it's not in your ideology, not in your hashkafa of what you'd like to see in your country, in your town, in your community. Be wary of them and understand, treat things with a grain of salt and try to understand what's true and what's real and what's proper news, real news, versus what's propaganda out there and what's not right out there. Join us next time as we talk about treating His will, Hashem's, as if it were your own will, and what happens here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.